You gotta go get something to eat, man. I'm in the motherfucker.
Hey, yo, man. Damn, what's taking homie so long, son?
Freaky, calm down. When you coming?
Many men wish death upon me. Blood in my eye, dog, and I can't see. I'm tryna be what I'm destined to be, and niggas tryna take my life away. I put a hole in a nigga for fucking with me. My back on the wall, now you gon' see. Better watch how you talk when you talk about me, 'cause I'll come and take your life away. Many men, many, 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 many men.
50 here installed a different level of aggression in all of us.
Bruh. You want to fight somebody, you listen to too much 50 Cent, especially that Give It Your Die Trying album.
You listen to that album. That album was a classic. That's his first album, right?
Mm-hmm.
That was an album that you could literally listen to from beginning to end.
Facts.
Yeah, that shit was a classic. That shit had caused a lot of altercations in the hood.
It's all right.
A lot of jewelry got taken behind that song.
Yeah, just a lot of shit started happening. You know, if that, you know, if you was at the wrong party and that shit started coming on, niggas started sizing up the room, and you know what I'm saying? A nigga that you had a problem with 3 years ago, now it might be on now because they playing 50 and shit.
Mm-hmm.
3 songs later, they gonna play Sean Paul, though.
Yeah.
Around the same time.
Yeah.
Facts.
But that, yo, that, the actual The Get Rich sound, Dying soundtrack with the I Whoop Your Head, that was our shit. We used to be with the homies riding around for whatever reason. You know what I mean? I don't know why. Like, 50 just had you all the way angry for no reason. And then, you know, 50 gave us, you know, they had G-Unit. G-Unit had some bangers too. You know what I mean? And that around that time as well. So, yeah, man. Shout out to 50. What was that? 20 years. Congrats.
Definitely a milestone, right?
20 years of 50, we just celebrated 50 years of hip hop. It's crazy, man.
Your man Melly Mel still running around with no shirt on, too.
Melly Mel, I mean, to his credit, at least he be in the gym, though.
You were like, you gotta give him that. It's a cat like out here running around with his shirt off and don't be in the gym.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
At least he be in there, man. But definitely, you know, kudos, hip hop turning 50 years old. That's a classic milestone, man. Who would have thunk it?
That was a big thing.
Did y'all see the tribute?
Yeah.
At
the Grammys?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That was a lot of generations and decades of iconic artists that came together, you know, to be on that Grammy stage, man. Like, you as a hip-hop fan, you got to love it.
Well, no, it was great. It was like, you know, from the beginning to the end, I feel like it was, they touched on, you know, female and, you know, the whole Queen Latifah. And it was, I think it was a great tribute. I mean, of course, you know,
there was Breeze over there singing, UNITY.
Yes, I was. yes, I was. Yep. Mm-hmm. I was out here jamming. The TV was on full volume. Soundbar was on.
Nah, you got to give it up.
I was rocking over here.
For Queen Latifah, man. That lady is so tribute. Legendary, man. You got to give it up for her. Like, what she's been able to do, you know, from music and then transitioning into the acting. Like, you got to put Queen Latifah in the top five of rappers turn actors. Because she's been holding it down for a minute and had her own TV shows, movies, talk shows. Like, Queen Latifah definitely did it all.
And she was, if not the first, she was one of the first that did it, too.
Yeah.
That made that transition, you know, and was and doing big time Hollywood. We're not talking about them Tubi movies. not them Tubi type movies. We're talking legitimate Hollywood productions, big budget movies, man.
Set it off.
And I don't think there's not been no other rapper who's had their own talk show. Like on like a daytime
a lot of shit.
TV kind of talk show. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't think nobody else has had something like that. So she definitely broke the mold.
I don't think so. She really did. She came a long way. Her story, I had a glimpse of her story on how she got into acting and how she
Did we lose Bree for a second.
Bree, I think her connection is bad.
They hate and they didn't want her to get flowers to the queen. They didn't want Bree to get flowers to the queen right there.
I don't know. I think I was having some internet trouble. But she made it a priority. You know, music for women at that time, she came out, but you know, she wasn't making as much money on music as she was and being an actress. So that's how her career took off.
Yeah, she definitely killed it as far as being an actress goes, though. Because I mean, now once you get to having a show on CBS, then you know you made it. That's a different type of bag you're getting right there.
She done had a show on CBS. Living Single was on Fox, right? So absolutely. She done had a show on Fox. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, and she made it, but she's the gold standard for hip hop anyway, bro. Yes. Like, truly is the queen because, as you mentioned, you know, whether it was hood classics like Set It Off, like Juice, you know, she mm-hmm. had the cameo appearance in Juice, or, you know, bigger budget movies. Like, she's done it all, TV shows, everything, man. So she definitely is the queen.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Kenita James is always my dog. Always love Kenita James. You know what I'm saying? You watching her love quarrels with Scooter, and you know, and how she chose to frolic. It's funny though. I always say this: like when you get older and you see these characters, and then you be like, "Damn, I know somebody like that."
Mm-hmm. No, that was such an iconic show. You know, unfortunately, it didn't get to push that the show. That basically stole the whole swag, did, you know? But hey, listen, it was definitely a cult classic for us. Living Single was one of them ones.
It was a little before its time.
Yeah,
a little ahead of its time.
Because if you think about it, right, Living Single, shoot, you could kind of say Sex and the City kind of swagger jacked them a little bit too.
Yeah,
you know, with the four girls. That's
you ain't like Samantha and them.
It's not that I didn't like them.
I'm messing with you. I didn't watch it anyway.
No. Nah, I mean, we know Friends definitely ripped it off, though. Yeah. Friends, I mean, it was a carbon fucking copy.
Yeah. You got to pay homage, you know what I'm saying, to the blueprint. And Living Single was definitely the blueprint for a couple of shows, you know? So shout out to Queen Latifah for that, because that, you know, that was one of them ones where another one where she could star in the TV show, you know, that's making that transition from hip hop.
And bro, the intro was better than Friends too.
Yeah, yeah. Bro, they said the show was on the same lot.
Yeah.
On opposite ends and shit. And it was like a whole, I guess they was in the hood lot and then they was in the better lot or whatever. Yes. And they started giving them more bro. That's crazy, dog.
No, but that's when I tell people, like when people be like, "Yo, Aunt, man, you watch everything. You damn right I watch everything. Cause if I don't watch everything, then we not gonna see people that look like us on TV no more. Y'all need to be watching everything too, so that we can see more people. You know what I'm saying? Like, I like turning on TV, and I see a brother or a sister on TV, or I see, you know, one of my Spanish brothers and sisters on TV. I like seeing that. We can't get that if we don't support that.
That's a fact, but you can't be watching everything on Tubi, though, Ant.
I didn't say on Tubi.
You be giving views to some of these joints, and it's like, come on, and now they're going to make another one. We don't need another one.
I didn't say on Tubi. I said support. Listen, okay, mostly right now I'll be you know, tuning. I'll be supporting Tyler Perry shows on BET.
Them your shits. Them your go-tos.
Yeah, but he...
You like soap operas, though. Them shits is like soap operas.
Yeah, but look how many black and brown actors Tyler Perry putting on.
True.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to respect that, you know?
You are.
So, but my highlight though at the Grammys didn't come to the end of the show. My man Hov, Brooklyn. God did. That whole performance, I that was the Grammys for me. I didn't care about nothing else at the Grammys. I was waiting all night to see that performance right there, and it did not disappoint at all.
That whole performance was so fire. And then Jay-Z's part is so long. It's like half the song. It's like an 8 minute plus song.
You wild out.
And it's like, I've listened to that song a bunch of times, but I feel like when you're listening to it in your house or in your car or whatever, it hits a little bit different. Because then when you watch it and you realize like how long Hov's part really is, mm-hmm. Hov's part is a song in its own
facts. That was like three songs in one with
yo, I was like, yo, damn, Hov's still going, huh? Like, this This is really the song. Nah,
why you still going? like you ain't done yet.
That's Hov do what he want to do. You see, he just got the
Ree got
one
up. She checked
again
on some shit in the kitchen. Came back. Hov was still going.
Yo, where I went to check the chicken in the oven.
She went and got a pillow. Came back. She's like, oh, he still ain't got to the part. He ain't got to that one part. I like it. I bet. Yeah. But it's only fitting, though, that Hov closed it out that way because, again, we're celebrating 50 years of hip-hop, and Hov is the god MC. He is one of one, man. No, despite what some people try to argue, because I've seen people try to now, again, bring up the debate about, you know, well, Hov ain't this, Hov ain't that. No, Hov is the greatest MC ever. Let's go. Stop it. Cut it out.
Even though I don't agree with the whole Billboard list, they did get that one right because Hov is definitely number one.
And it's also good to see Hov on the stage again, because I mean, when was the last time we actually seen Hov on the stage? You know, I feel like, you know, of course, Beyonce to now the Beehive might like kill me, but like, you know, Beyonce is like life for everyone. You know what I'm saying? And I like Beyonce. Yes. You know, she's very talented, but I feel like, you know, they're not doing anything together. It's just Beyonce, and we haven't really heard much from Hov. So it's good to see, you know, him doing his thing and on the stage again, because I, you know, you miss a good, you know, Hov on the stage and performing and doing his thing. You know what I'm saying?
No, facts. And congrats to Beyonce. She now has the most Grammy Awards amongst every artist. So, you know, big shout out to her on that. But
that's dope.
I still do gotta put the Grammys on notice, cause y'all still ain't doing right by hip hop. Like, I don't know how they be picking these winners for rap song of the year, album of the year, and the fact that I feel like there was so many classic hip hop albums over the past 50 years and only two rap albums have ever won album of the year, and one of them was Lauryn Hill, who's kind of the Miseducation of Lauryn Hill. I kind of put more on the R&B side of things, even though she did rap, you know, with the Fugees, but I still kind of put the Miseducation of Lauryn Hill as more of an R&B type album. So then that only leaves the Outkast album, Speaker Box / Love Below, as the only rap album to ever win for album of the year at the Grammys. So they still got some work to do.
I wouldn't expect anything more from them. It is what it is. It's not a hip-hop platform. So they never going to understand the culture, and therefore, we always going to get the short end of the stick. We know that.
Mm-hmm. I guess we always got the BET Awards.
You stupid. I mean, listen, awards is awards. Because listen, a lot of these motherfuckers is just brave enough to take a bet on themselves. Mm-hmm. Like, regardless, and this is even to you talking about how, you know, you give a lot of things a chance. A lot of these people that's one hit wonders, got two or three songs, yo, they can tour. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, but yeah, hope to God, you know. My man Jigga. We definitely didn't tell people what they was watching either, though.
Well, let them know.
Shooting the shit, man.
We shooting the motherfucking shit, y'all. Listen, the BET Awards, I mean, the BET Awards, the award, like I'm talking about the BET Awards now. What I did like was during the hip hop, the hip hop tribute, shouted out the Bronx. You know, can't forget the X. You know what I'm saying?
The Bronx.
I mean, that's where it started at. You damn sure you better not forget the Bronx.
Started the hip hop, and then the shorty who won from the Bronx, she who won best new female artist.
Okay, didn't she? She does jazz or something like that, though.
Something like that, right? Yeah. She's a black girl. I seen her on a talk show. I think like the Jennifer Hudson show, because you know I got a lot of time on my hands.
you starting to watch everything too. You watch everything.
So now I just, you know, I'm home all day, so now I watch all the talk shows. So I had seen her a few weeks ago. Jennifer Hudson had her as a guest. And I was like, oh, this, you know, young girl from the Bronx. She, you know, I'm from the Bronx, and I was like, oh, this is dope. And then the fast forward to seeing the awards, she went and she won for best new female artist. I, like, oh, okay. Heard the Bronx. Heard the Bronx.
You heard that part.
Yeah, you got it right. The Bronx is, you know, the Bronx, we got what's her name? What's his new girl's name? The drill
Ice
rap.
Spice. Oh, Ice Spice.
Ice Spice. Like, yeah.
Y'all got, that's the future. I mean, listen.
I'm just gonna stop because I'm gonna stop right there because I'm not.
Now I got a question because I don't, because remember so when Nas had the song Spicy out, right? It was Nas, Ferg, and Fabio, right? He said he got his Bronx chick as Puerto Rican Spice. Was he talking about Ice Spice in the song?
No, probably not.
Because
that's fucking old head references. You know they go always go to the Puerto Rican in the Bronx, man. You know that's.
I was just making sure because you know he says Puerto Rican Spice, then her name was Ice Spice. So I don't know.
But how long was this? Because was she even born? Like,
no, this song came out like last year, the year or two ago.
He wasn't talking about her.
I'm just making sure because, you know, you never know.
He wasn't.
Yeah, he wasn't talking about her. Come on.
I'm sorry.
Can I segue a little bit? Because we did talk a few weeks ago about Ice Spice trying to sell her back shot win, right?
Wait, one back shot win? I thought it was the back shot win.
So the win that she was trying to sell that.
Yeah, but.
But listen, right?
Okay.
Now Lotto is selling her draws and dudes is paying like 90 grand.
I respect it.
Selling draws is not anything. That's not new. You know what I'm saying? Like, women been selling their draws and their bras and their socks and crazy shit like that. So that's not new. But like, you basically selling air, like you selling your ass air.
Yeah, and we had a question about it. Remember we talked about like who is the one capturing the air, like who's back there, like yo with a mason jaw trying to capture the air,
like it's one of them lightning bugs in the country.
Yeah.
Hold on, like here go the jar right here. You got to scoop it up inside the jar.
Yeah,
capture that thing, and then it's all good.
And then that's it, because once you open it, it's gone. Like I don't.
Well, you gotta be prepared and take a deep breath right away as soon as you open it.
Because that's
open it.
Yeah.
I think it's just this. I'm just getting old because none of this should even make any sense to me.
Wait, Bree, do you know any woman that buy briefs? Because if Lotto can get 90,000, I'm sure I could at least get 1,000 or two.
I don't.
See that's where we lose out. There's no market for us like that. You know what I'm saying?
You can't sell your ball sweat. You can't sell the ball sweat.
You can't sell the ball sweat.
I'm putting my drawers up. Like, look, I just played 5 full court games in these right here.
Who want these?
Ain't no market.
What we saying, man?
But my thing is full court balls. But who? Who are the men that are buying these drawers? See, that's the bigger question. Like, that's my question. Like, who's really out here bidding on these women underwear?
The guys that like to get pissed on. Those guys.
I was just about to say the same dudes that sent to wild fetishes.
I damn sure I'm not paying for nobody's drawers. Like there was a point in my life where if I took something down, I would have them, they can't leave with those. Those went for the collection, but other than that, I'm not gonna pay for nobody's drawers. Like, that's just crazy, especially if I ain't take it down.
Like to Bree, right, to what you're saying, Bree. Like, think about it. Who is these dudes who pay for OnlyFans? Like, in this day and age.
Well, that's true too.
With all the pictures these girls put up, with all the free porn out there, why are you paying for OnlyFans?
They want to get personal for 30 days.
I'm about to say, they want to get personal with you. Yeah.
All right. So they the same ones buying backshot win in underwear. In underwear. It's like, I want a closer connection.
And the same one who was paying that membership fee to see feet.
Yo, it's a
10,000 is a lot, though.
She be selling feet and shit, and she be oiling them up and everything. The hashtags be nuts, but like, dudes be going wild. So I was like, yo, you're not even knocking her hustle, like,
bro, but
you know,
90,000.
I guess she be running it up.
Who's getting the bag? Like, you got to be getting the bag to pay 90,000 for some draws,
bro. If you're paying 90,000 for a lot of those draws, you better off just trying to take her on a date. Like, for the 90,000, I'll fly you the fuck out.
Word, like, we might as well, because you know how these girls is just, they'll just be like, what was it? I think it was like a year ago. She was like, you know, she'll give it up for like 25,000 or something like that. So for all that, you might as well just offer to, you know, just get the box. At that point,
I guess you know what though. Some people, and this might sound weird, and this is just me trying to just kind of throw something out there. Some people just like the idea of other motherfuckers without actually experiencing people. Like some people, I ain't even gonna say they weird, but they just be into different shit because
that's weird.
That's
weird. Yeah. No, they're weird, that's weird. Right? No,
if you would weird. Rather pay $90,000 for the drawers than to pay $90,000 to get the drawers, that's weird.
Yeah,
bro.
Because they probably don't have the personality to get the drawers. Like, think about it. You know what I'm saying? If you got that kind of money BTD. To spend.
If I got $90,000, that is my personality. Fuck all that. Like, if I'm paying $90,000 for the draws, that's my personality already. I just put the down payment on my personality. Fuck all that other shit. Like, why would I just want the draws when I could probably hang out with it for the whole weekend for $90,000?
Right? For a whole week, you probably get longer than that.
I'm just saying, though. She busy. She touring. I got $90,000 for the whole weekend. What's up?
That's crazy.
You got money to spare if you doing that.
You better, because $90,000, most people in this country don't make that in a year.
Yeah. A lot of people don't make that in 2 years.
It's right in 2 years. So if you just out here throwing $90,000 on some drawers, your bank account better be right. Like, I ain't trying to hear.
I'm just probably even her drawers. That's her homegirl's drawers.
And they probably got that money from the PPP loan anyway, so it's probably not even his.
Shout out to Baby Blue. He just got out.
Free the rail.
Yo, but he still owe like $1 million. So he got
24 mil.
Wow. Yeah. But
I think it was worth it. I'm just going to throw it out there.
Hold on. That's crazy. Okay, let's talk about that. Eric, throw it out there. So he got 24 mil, right?
So he got caught up in a PPP scam. He ended up getting $24 million through the PPP loan. He only served 20 months in jail. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know about y'all, but I do the math. 20 months is a little less than 2 years. You're telling me if I got to do a little less than 2 years in jail, but I get $24 million, I think I take that deal.
Nah, but why did he have to pay
the
million back?
So he gets to keep that money?
He only has to pay back $1 million.
Yep. Mm. Yeah. You think about it, right?
Like, you know what? I'm only going to do Fed time. Let me scratch my head on that.
Right, and that's federal time in a minimum security.
Oh, he good.
That's light work.
Right.
I mean, we're not condoning jail now, people. No, we're condoning.
But
we just saying.
Some Fed time in the, you know.
Right. Bree, if your man came to you and said, look, babe, I got good news and I got bad news. And you'd be like, what's the bad news? You'd be like, I got to go to jail for 20 months. You'd be like, what's the good news? I'm gonna leave $24 million.
I'm holding it down all the way.
I'm giving you the 24 million.
Yep.
Hold it down, baby. I need you to come see me every other weekend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Get us set up right. Get us a nice little piece of property. You know what I'm saying? Get us all lined up. And that way, when I come home in 20 months, I'm Gucci man now. They're gonna think it's a clone out here. I'm living different
now. I'm gonna hold it all the way down. Coming to.
You gotta get married too.
Gonna be stacked. Right.
You gotta get married for the conjugals.
Bree gonna be FaceTiming them, wiping tears with $100 bills. I can't wait for you to come home, baby. I can't wait for you to come home. This. The money misses you. The money is waiting for you.
We gonna be all right.
Right. Show me the money again.
That's not a bad flip.
I'm holding it down. Listen, niggas done held it down for free.
Word. So for 20 mil, shit, you better.
Yeah.
I'll pick up some money.
I'm extra
mattress.
Holding it down. Oh, you want that cell phone? How much is it?
Word. Commissary gonna be full. You ain't got to worry about nothing. You're going to always have some Cheetos or something up in there.
You're going to have everything or anything you want up in that commissary.
You see cats now living in jail. They got the whole PS5 in there.
Word.
I see cats with a whole 55-inch and a PlayStation.
Like how? Yeah.
Like how? Who the fuck snuck that in?
They be normal people, man. Like dead ass. Like even though they might have got caught, like them is still some of the most resourceful motherfuckers in some regard. You know what I'm saying? Like everybody... Sometimes you just get caught, you know what I mean? Yeah. But like, you just be surprised with some of this shit that some of these people just know how
get
to
away
do.
With.
Yeah, I get away know, with. You know,
I want to know the reaction of the CEO the first time he walked past and seen a whole 55-inch with the 2K playing inside the cell.
And he pissed off because he even got a 55-inch in his crib.
Like he working a double right now. He just walked by. Hey, y'all yelling about the 2K that's on the screen inside somebody's cell. And then who the fuck mounted it? Who came in here with a bracket?
Right.
with the swivel head.
Mom, who checked out who checked the beams, nigga? Who checked for the beams on the wall and shit, this bitch?
Nah, yeah, out of pocket. Who the fuck mounted? When did the fuck did this happen?
Innovation.
You got a whole mountain shit.
On the shift change, it happened on a shift change when the guards swapped out.
Talking about, I was trying to hide the wires, but I didn't have enough time and shit. Fuck you mean?
Mad towels hanging up in the room and shit. Sheets and shit. Yeah, man. That's innovation, man. Like, motherfuckers gonna find a way to entertain themselves. They're gonna find a way to just do anything, man.
Facts.
Well, you ain't got nothing but time in there, so of course you're gonna figure shit out. Like, literally, you ain't got nothing but time. So you start being a crappy motherfucker.
Yeah,
facts.
That's a fact. Because even before technology, they was in there making liquor and shit. So you already know you're a crappy motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
I was scrolling on Instagram the other day, and homeboy made a whole breakfast burrito.
And that shit probably look better.
He
than
had sausage.
Too.
That shit look dumb good.
Fuck's being resourceful.
He had the eggs with the cheese. He has peppers and onions.
And he only had egg whites too. He made it all egg whites. What else?
No, he had the full egg. And what I thought about was, yo, eggs is mad expensive. How niggas have like a whole egg in there? Like,
pricey.
He had a bowl of eggs.
They
like,
might grow chickens in the back of the prison. Do they? They still? Are they growing chickens? They don't raise chickens?
They might be. But the fact that, like Bree said, the fact that he had all the ingredients, he didn't just do like a little scrambled egg. He made a little omelet. He had peppers, cheese, all type of shit in there. Like, yo.
Yo, he cooked up the whole thing. He moved to the side. Like, yo. And then I was wondering, but where's the burrito?
Yeah.
Right? Because all he saw was all out, you know, you saw the peppers and the salt and, you know, the photo, the meat, all that. And then he was with the eggs. You got to throw the cheese in there. He had the big blocks of cheese just thrown in the big bowl of eggs. And I was like, yo, how did he get the eggs and where's the burrito? And then when he ran over, he had the whole joint. Just the burrito. I was like, wow.
Listen, you gotta make it do what it
he doing. Had the little stove connected to the top of the light. I'm like, wow.
They living life. Meanwhile, we out here waiting a Friday to go do grocery shopping, but they living life and shit. They living, man.
It was like, yo, this ain't every day, man. It's on special occasions and shit.
Fuck that. They living it up. That's why none of them want to come home, bro. Yeah. Look at the meals in there. Like Bree said, they waking up to a fucking 55-inch with the PlayStation already on. And you imagine your celly like, yo, I just made some breakfast if you hungry as shit. Like, shit, say less. Say less, my nigga. Say
breakfast
less.
Burritos on deck.
Say less. Like, what? And the game already on? What? Yeah. Say less.
Yeah, we watching the game in the room?
Yeah. Like, what's up?
They had the Super Bowl parties and shit and all that?
I promise you, we're going to see somebody having a Super Bowl party in jail.
Wings, oh Lord. They're going to have crazy, mad wings, mad different kind of wings.
If I see a motherfucker with a 50-piece wing platter in there, it's over. It's fucking over. It's going to be fucking over.
They got the dipping sauces and all that.
Yeah. Fuck, y'all get a 50-piece in here. Yo, nah.
They doing good, man. They up in there doing real good, yo.
They eating eggs and they don't even have to pay for them. You can't tell me nothing, all right? Because niggas is over here spending almost $7 and change on a dozen eggs.
That's a fact.
Yeah. I'm like this, organic I'm not paying that.
Eggs.
No, I can't pay that. I can't do that.
No, you're not fucking eggs. You on your cereal right now?
Nah, I'm not gonna pay $7 for a dozen of eggs, bro. That's unheard of.
So what's
right now?
Yeah,
you got the special spot. Where you be getting your eggs from?
Nah, because then if I tell motherfuckers, then they gonna be buying this shit from there too. Now I'm gonna be asked out when I do mine.
Nah, but are they organic or are they the regular white eggs? Because I have to eat brown organic.
Nah, I got they brown eggs, organic. Oh. You know what I'm saying? Like cage free and all that.
Trip front, he got the EBT connect. That's why he's like,
right.
He said whatever, brown,
what you want, right?
Yo, brown, white, extra large, whatever joints.
I came up one time, right? I had this, I'm not gonna say her name or nothing like that. But she was my mom's tenant, and I caught her with the swindle one day because she was in the jam, and I was like, she needed some cash, and I was like, all right, well, you know, I'll buy the stamps. I'll buy the stamps, but I'm only paying 50 cents on the dollar. So I bought like $200.
Damn, you strung on the stamps.
She was in the jam. Yes. She needed some cash, so I said, all right, I got you, but it's gonna cost you in food stamps, you know.
You ain't shit.
And that's how I was getting it in. I double dipped on it right there. Cause you know, usually you gotta, you know, 70s is like the average 7 cents on the dollar, but I took it all the way down. I said, nah, I'm gonna give you 50. And she ain't had no choice because she needed that cash. And then I was like, I told my mother to hold the card down because, you know, she tried to run off with the plug. You know what I'm saying? It's over. So mom held down the card because the money didn't come in until like that Friday. So she was, you know, doing this based off of the money she had coming in at the beginning of the month. So I was like, all right, yeah, I'm gonna get this little $20 here for now. And then we good. Now, you know what I'm saying? I went shopping. That's how I got my eggs.
You found this spot with the warm sandwiches and shit. Niggas don't know about the warm sandwiches. Bro, so like some places don't heat up your sandwiches if you got the card.
Yo, nah, you gotta know somebody to know somebody. Like you can't just be walking up in there and think you're gonna get away with that. But I know spots, you know, that's out here. I was telling Bree this weekend, there's spots out here, you know, that be having that product and they take the EBT card. So you gotta, you know what I'm saying? You gotta really be known in your neighborhood to get them kind of deals.
Short space up.
It's real. No, like that. It's real. I'm telling you, Sean. If things done changed since you left.
Bro, but let me tell you, like, I remember just, like, and you know, you being in certain areas, I ain't gonna say specifically where, and you could just walk in the store. I was like, yo.
Yeah.
The world is way more accepting, man. Like, and then, like you said, that's credit. That's that hood credit right there. Everybody don't fuck with you like that. Certain people walk in your store, you know the prices is different.
Yeah.
Depending on who's behind the counter, the prices is different, you know?
You gotta have that rapport in your neighborhood. Like, not everybody's going, because, you know, everybody ain't cool like that where a motherfucker could tell you, like, yo, you know, I could, you know, I got this, you know. They're not going to do that. You up in there looking like a square. You know, like you're a Federale or some shit. You ain't gonna get them hookups or the man or the Lucy spots. Everybody can't go in the store and get Lucy's.
That's what.
Nope.
You know, you gotta buy that whole pack. Like, unless they know you gotta have a rapport with your bodega, and then he'll give you them Lucy's. But other than that, nah, you buying the pack, motherfucker. Okay, have they $20 now or not?
Unless you look like you somebody, because when I used to smoke cigarettes, I used to go into like, damn, I don't got no Lucy's. I ain't got no cigarettes. I don't really know this. You walk into the spot because you know they got the Lucy's in the spot. Like, you could just tell they got the Lucy's.
Mm-hmm.
And you walk in there like,
what's the look? You got to break it down.
You just know. Like, I can't even, like, it's even hard to even tell. Like, either the store smell like cigarettes already.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You just walk in there and you know that Habibi, like, they had the same candy on display God only knows how long.
I was about to say the shit in the display looked mad stale. That's first.
Everything looked dusty.
Yeah, they left some shit on the grill a little too long, so it's a little bit of that burnt smell in the air. Where the ice cream is at, that shit looked dingy. What ice cream is at, that gotta look dingy. That shit gotta look fucked up already. Yep. So that you know, like, they really don't give a fuck about none of the appearance here. They just want to sell this shit.
Facts. You don't even want to go buy a bag of chips because the chips,
yeah, they all old
look like they expired, or, you know, the Mickey's got up in there.
Facts. And you gotta go in and be like, yo, let me get two loose. You gotta say it just like that. If you don't say it like that, he gonna know you a Federale.
Yo, what's the shit when they go from calling you whatever to my brother? What is it? What do they call you? What is it? Like, it's levels of odd too, though. They don't always call you one thing or boss.
They call you Habibi.
Boss to buddy or some shit like that.
That's when you know you got that rapport built up.
Yeah, they start off calling you boss. Yeah, and then it'll shift.
Love you leveled up with the Akis. Now you good.
So you walk into this spot, you like, I know they got them here. Even if I don't. Oh, you know, I'm coming here like I'm from the hood. Yo, can I get? Let me get two shorts. Let me get two long. Let me get four of them joints.
It's about your confidence. you gotta be confident. Once you go in there and you ain't got that level of confidence, it's over. You buying the pack.
Yeah, no, they're gonna be like, no, we don't have that here.
Yeah.
Even if the nigga that just left the store is lighting up, is pulling them out the bag.
You could have seen him too. You could have seen him like giving the two Lucy's and the dude walk out the store. If your confidence ain't right when you go up to that counter, nah, we only got packs.
Because now they think you DT.
Yeah.
Yep.
You DT, or they look at you like, you gotta be like, nah, yo, I ain't DT, bro. I ain't DT. I'm from the hood too. In my hood, you gotta hit them with the lingo, even if they try to side eye you and shit like.
Facts.
Now you gotta come back in there with
your
mans.
You gotta let them know where you came from.
You gotta come back in there with your mans. We don't trust you. Fuck that. Because come in there with somebody they know and shit from around the way.
Or if you know somebody, be like, yo, I've been in here a few times. My home, you know, my homeboy, so and so, whatever, from over here. Oh, all right.
Then you start getting credit and all that after that. Once they know you, get that good credit at the store.
You good.
Yo, all right, calm me down. I'll be back.
I go to my people's blocks. Like, yo, what's up? They know me. I don't even live there. Word. They know me off the street because I was my homeboy. You know, my homegirl, my homeboy.
Yep, now you lit. That says over. Once they cool with you, that says over.
Mm-hmm.
We got those, Sean. Let's get into something.
They gonna look out.
This balloon over the U.S., man. It was in Montana. It wasn't taking it too seriously. But I think I heard it was like the balloon was actually the size of three school buses. So that's probably why they didn't necessarily want to kind of shoot it down or whatever. But did y'all see that? It was kind of a crazy. Was that over the weekend? Yeah, it was over the weekend or whatever. Yeah. That was a thing for a few days. It was riding over the U.S. or whatever. So,
I heard that they didn't want to get close to it because they wasn't sure what was really going on. You know, when it's like a something like a spy, you know, anything that has to do with any kind of spying, you never know what can happen, right? Like, you know, even if they bought the fighter jets, right? Mm-hmm. Did I say that right? They bought the jets in there. You know, sometimes you get too close, you swoop up in there, and you got stuff that, you know, messes up your engines, and you know, so you have to kind of like, you kind of got to approach with caution, you know? So it took them a minute to kind of like figure out how they were going to come around it. One, because it was so big, and also because they didn't know what they were getting themselves into. You know, this is something from, you know, from another country. They're spying. So who knows who's in there, who's not in there, what kind of technology they have going on. So they definitely were proceeding with caution. Yeah. Because of, you know, all the unknown of, you know, of what was really going on.
That's wild.
With that.
Playing them games. That's wild. That's wild. The U.S. got to get their shit right.
I don't know if we've got enough information on the whole situation. Because, I mean, we do spy missions like that as well. But obviously, you know, got to be repercussions for that type of shit.
But I think they typically... And this may have been some shit that I heard or whatever, because you know I'll be going down these black holes and just looking stuff up. And they potentially be in space doing that a lot of the time. You know what I mean? They have those satellites, and a lot of times they do that just to kind of take pictures of different places, you know, whatnot. But like, it was kind of interesting because like they flew over like Montana or something like that. And I think that's like an area where we have like this huge, I guess they work on weapons or something like that out there, which I can kind of see because they have a lot of open space.
Yeah.
But I don't know, man. Everybody gonna be nosy. And I think China was like demanding the balloon back immediately. Or no, not the whatever was left. They was demanding it back because, you know, some important information. But you know, that was a thing. That was
they wanted it back because they didn't want us to then decipher it and see what they were looking for and what information was being relayed back.
Word.
Like, why would they even think that was just gonna happen just like that? Like, that don't even make sense.
And I mean, they actually kind of got lucky that it lasted as long as it did, because normally once you fly into restricted airspace, that shit gets shot down quickly.
Yeah.
So to get into Montana, you got to go across the coastline, and you went over several restricted airspaces before you actually got taken down.
Yeah, that's crazy.
My man told me. Some military general, I'm not sure how long ago, said that next year in 2025, right? Either next year in 2024 or 2025, we're supposed to be, he predicted that we were going to be at war with, I think, China or some other country. So, I mean, you know, and then they found the balloon. So, you know, that's all, of course, speculation. You know, that's just him. That's just, you know, the general, the military general, just, you know, maybe he knows something that we don't know and
they
put it out
know
there.
Something that we don't know.
Of course.
Well, they always know something that we don't know. But, you know, we'll see what happens. I mean, I hope not, because that'll just be a whole That'll be a whole nother thing. Let's hope that that's just speculation. Just making these shit up.
These things are cycles. Everything happens. You know, you have like a kind of a disease happened and somewhat of a financial situation and then maybe some type of war. Like, it's this stuff kind of happens in cycles.
I'm just glad I'm past the draft age. Just
yeah. We're past that time.
Just in case some bullshit go down, I'm past that age. So you can't.
Kids is old.
You ain't taking me, motherfuckers.
Yeah. The financials is a great point, though, because war is big business and war generates a lot of money when you're involved in a part of a war. So
that's how the U.S. got to be who they are today. All them damn war bonds from World War II.
If the rumors are true that we are, what is it, over $500 trillion in debt, then yeah, war would be a good way for us to generate more money.
Facts.
I mean, we just came out of a pandemic. We're still trying to, you know, get out of this pandemic, which you know, put us in a hole. You know, inflation is up. Every groceries are super expensive, you know, for anything that you want to get. Everything is super expensive. So I mean, the signs are there. Let's just hope that we can get ourselves out of this, you know, before you know, we gotta actually take it there.
Facts. Yeah.
Make love, not war.
Yeah.
Sounds good. But I don't know if it always happens that way.
No.
Oh, let me I gotta send condolences out to the family and friends of Boom Pacino. He started the Respect Life web series, Good Brother. He passed away the night before last. He passed away. So I just want to say rest in peace and send my condolences out to his family and friends and to the whole cast and crew of Respect Life. They came through to the station to rock out with us, like I want to say maybe like 2-3 years before COVID hit. And then they came through a couple other times as well. So, you know, got a little bit of sad news when I heard that. It's, you know, kind of been all over the over Instagram and whatnot, people talking about it and whatnot. So just want to say rest in peace to Boom P.
It's crazy. We're getting to one more thing before we get up out of here, man. Valentine's Day coming up. Mm-hmm. You know, when you're younger, you know, you be at school, you know, you get your little sweet thing, a little carnation or something, you know. I used to work in a bookstore in high school, so I'm probably just telling on myself at this point, but I don't care. I'm grown. I got like, I think like, I wasn't in high school. I'm lying. I was in college, I think. But anyways, I got a few Valentine's for the Lolo, and, you know, you figured it out. So now, you know, there's a whole new thing that people are doing or whatever. They're naming roaches after their ex. I don't know if they're like posting this or what, but this is a thing where, you know, I don't, you know, maybe it's a new level of petty, but people are naming their naming roaches after their ex. Would you guys take part in this? Or is that too far?
No, I'm not wasting my money.
Yeah, I just don't want to put money down for some shit like that. I generally break up with girls right before like the holidays, so I don't have to buy them gifts anyway.
Trip, for people that don't know, Trip went to jail 4 years straight before Christmas.
Right? What you doing? They try to get you out, though.
He was that guy. Was that guy. He started calling them on January 3rd. Oh, man, I've been in there this whole time. And the crazy shit is I had your gift when they took me in. But now,
when I went back to get it, they didn't have none of my shit there. So
they didn't have it.
Now I gotta get back, babe. I got to get back now. So give me a couple of weeks and shit. Let me get right. And then I got you.
Nah, but real shit though, right? If you taking the time and energy to pay for a roach to name after your ex, you probably still want your ex.
Right.
Facts.
Like you go through all that trouble, like for what, bro? Like, come on.
That's crazy.
I agree.
You can get a free roach out the projects or something, you know, somewhere and name that motherfucker and it's all good.
They like tame roaches or something, I don't know.
You put that shit in a little box, you get a bunch of them. You don't need just one, you get a bunch of them and name them after your ex.
Yeah.
If you really want to be petty, you get them in a box and then you act like you want to pretend to your ex and then you drop them off in her crib, so now she got roaches in her crib.
You have them deliver it.
That's fucked up.
You have them deliver it. Special delivery. Drop that shit over, right? Nice. wrapped up. All
you tell her, yo, I wanted to talk to you real quick. And then when she leave the room, you just let the roaches out.
That's fucked up. You get some of the roaches, bro.
That's a whole new level. Kick the box over. Fuck out of here. Right out the door.
Like, oh, what's going on in your place?
Word.
Oh,
no. You done got nasty since we broke up.
Oh, man. Living you foul. Done really fell off since we broke up, huh? Nah, that's some foul shit right there.
Damn, that's different.
You got to be a wild motherfucker to bring pre-packaged roaches to somebody else.
I don't even know
release.
What to say to that shit, bro. Like, you just drop off some roaches. Yeah. That little gift bag, you know.
The week before you drop off mad crumbs and shit.
That's so you going to make it worse now?
Sean said bring two slices of bread and put them behind the couch. Word. And then let the roaches out.
Ain't nobody going to know. Ain't nobody going to know. You just leave it there tucking underneath, and then you come back with the roaches after that. Now it's really going to be a fucking infestation, yo. That's foul, yo.
Putting out the bait for the roaches. That's messed up.
Be like, play with me, son. I'm going to leave some crumbs on your floor, my nigga. Yo, let's get up out of here, man.
You got to watch motherfuckers with that. Now motherfuckers are dropping off roaches at your crib. You got to be real cautious about who you let in your home.
Scary times out here. Right.
I mean, people come from roach-infested homes. So the roaches be up in their person anyway, so you got to be careful with that.
Yeah, that's
I've seen that happen. Like, you know, people, you know, have roaches on them or in their bag, and they come to your house, and you know what I'm saying? No. Now you got a roach, and you ain't never had a roach before. So, you know. I'm just saying.
Make sure you got a good exterminator, because.
Be like, your friend can't come over no more. Their house is dirty. What? I know y'all mother ever told y'all something like that. I heard somebody's mother say that before. Like, you can't go to their house no more. They dirty over there.
Nah, my mother. Let me tell you. Have you take your shit off before you come into the crib?
Yeah.
And put in the plastic bag.
In high school, I have been in, you know, some friends' homes where they lived in roach infested apartments in the projects that you don't even want. Like, they everywhere. Like, you walk in and is they home too, and you don't even want to, like, you're like this, you walking in, you don't want to sit on the couch, you don't want to stand up, like you just standing
down,
up nothing. Like
I'm like standing
you're
in the
not putting
the floor.
Your bag down, your jacket, it's hot winter and you got all your shit on, just standing. You want to sit? No, I'm good. Nope. No, I'll wait for you right here.
Yeah,
no,
I'm chilling. I'm gonna, you know, catch
you. You don't want to use the bathroom because
you scared somebody might come off the toilet.
Hell yeah! Or you was sitting on the toilet and you go, you know, grab the toilet tissue and you got, you know, the roach just chilling right there with ass antennas, like, you know what I'm saying?
I'm tickling your butt. Why you on the seat?
That's nasty, bro. Come on, man. That's nasty.
I've seen it before, and you're like, oh my god, now I'm gonna go home.
Nasties.
And there's like a roach on me, like crawling on me, and jumped on my back, like it's in my curly hair, like you're paranoid and shit.
You would be. I agree, because I think the nastiest shit, if you go to somebody's house and the roaches are just climbing on the couch. Like,
you can
like,
see it.
That's the thing. If you see the roaches, like, all right, nah, you dirty, because they're not supposed to be out during
hiding.
This time. Yeah, during this time of day, with all the lights on, they're not supposed to be out. So if I see your roaches just crawling around, nah, you got a problem.
If they crawling up the side of the couch like they trying to get in their spot on the couch.
Yeah, before you get to their seat.
Nah, your shit is wild.
You know it's wild when they not even, when you open the door and they don't even run. They Shorty home now. Or she came with a visitor.
Like they look at you real quick and start talking again.
Yeah. Oh shit, look who home. Look.
Mm-hmm. They like pause for a second and then they just keep on their way. Just keep on walking like nothing happened. Like, bro, you supposed to be scared. Like, you supposed to scatter. Why y'all not scattering?
Nah, you late. I thought you was coming home earlier. You late.
Yo.
Oh, man, that's wild, yo.
Shooting the shit, y'all.
Shooting the shit.
We shooting the motherfucking shit, y'all.
Trip, take us home, man.
I got something. We still rocking our 50, man, that 50th anniversary, man. This is one of my favorite joints off the album, too.
Nobody likes me. Nobody likes me, but that's okay, 'cause I don't like y'all anyway. And don't like y'all anyway. Fuck all y'all, call y'all.
My watch talk for me, my whip talk for me, my gat talk for me. Bad with up on me, even bitches who don't know me, they wanna blow me, cause the shit I floss with be saying a lot for me.
I came in the rap humble, I don't give a fuck now. I serve anybody like niggas who hustle up, damn. Coke price go up, caps will come down. The D's running my grip, I'm nowhere to be found. Niggas who hustle for me, they don't even stash cracks. They keep them on them, right there in the ass crack. When I don't like a nigga, I don't pretend to. I have the paramedics wrapping your fucking head like a Hindu. Look, I ain't going nowhere, so get used to me. OGs look at me and see I'm what they used to be. I'm that nigga that's so cold, the nigga that's so dope, the nigga that shot dice when broke and so-so. The thug that pop shit, the thug that pop lips, the thug that went from 3.5 to a whole brick. Nigga ain't in his right mind going against me. My bitches painted the words, I make a block.